please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Woman, Thy Name Is Stupid. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. I'm gonna make this video showcasing the stupidity of women. Shocker, isn't it? Yes, look at this dumb twat. It says, mother of two left homeless after handing over 250,000 pounds, whatever. It's fucking euro bullshit, I guess, to romance fraudsters who scammed her four times by posing as different Hollywood heartthrobs and pop stars. What a dumb bitch. But everybody gets fucking tricked once in a while, right? Even the great Gonzo G got tricked too, but it is what it is. Yes, friends, I have a clip of this dumb chick. She could have been in a loving relationship, but instead of doing that, she wanted to be a fucking strong boss bitch. So let's see what happens with that shit. Enjoy!
I dated a very traditional Christian man who asked me at one point, how do you feel about after you graduated, we just immediately got married and you were a stay-at-home wife and you didn't have to work?
Yeah, look at this shit. She said that she was offended by that bullshit. Yeah, what's wrong with being a stay-at-home mom? Yeah, you have someone that's actually busting his ass day in and day out, so you don't have to fucking bust your ass. All you have to do is just look pretty and take care of the children in the home. That's not hard. Yeah, going out there fucking fighting dragons and fucking marauders and dealing with fucking pieces of shit. Yeah, that's fucking fun. You think I like doing that shit? No. But I'm not a fucking woman, so I have to work, so yeah. Women are so fucking stupid. Yeah, fucking women been tricked. Oh yeah, go become strong and independent. You don't need men. And then all of a sudden you find out you do. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, sorry Mario, but your prince is in another castle. Now fuck off. But let's continue.
I was honestly offended by that question because I was so passionate about this thing that I was getting a degree in that I was just so eager to enter the workforce and do this thing that I loved and get money for it.
Yes, you thought that was gonna fucking solve all your problems. You get that magical degree and you're gonna make all this cash and prizes. Yeah, that's something that a man should do. All you ladies need to do is look pretty, be presentable, and be submissive. That's all you gotta do, and you get all these cash and prizes. But no, you wanna work, pretend that you have a penis between your legs, and fucking fight in the fucking rat races, huh? Oh yes, so fucking intelligent you are. Women are so fucking smart, aren't they, huh? Huh? Fucking bitch, just learn how to suck a dick. That's the kind of job that you need to be doing, not those other bullshit. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue.
Fast forward to today. I've graduated, we broke up, I'm now working in the profession of the thing that I got a degree in, and I changed my mind.
Yes, friends, look at this dumb bitch. She's alright, but she could have had herself a fucking loving husband. Yeah, someone that was gonna do everything for her. All she had to do was spread her legs and make sandwiches. But no, now she has buyer's remorse. Sorry, bitch, no refunds. Enjoy!
I changed my mind, I know.
Aw, poor baby. Now she's all sad and crying. You're pouting. Aw. And look at her. She has a big fucking mouth. All you have to do is suck this dude's dick. But no, you'd rather run your mouth and say, I want to be a strong and independent woman. Fuck this guy. Yes, now some other bitch is fucking that dude. And now she's with him. And what do you have? Nothing but fucking a heartache and fucking dudes fucking not being there. Yes, enjoy the wine and cats. Dumb bitch.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Yes, now you see what happens. You are done, you dumb bitch. Karen Rising, enjoy!
That is why I believe feminism is the biggest psyop that they ever had on women. The modern feminist movement convinced women that being in a Christ-centered relationship where she submissive to her husband, the man provides, etc., is more oppressive than going to university, getting in tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. To that.
Yes, young blood, these bitches been doing this shit forever and ever, going down, down the drain, circles in circles. Yes, take it from a dinosaur like me. These bitches are never going to change. That's how you're going to take women's rights away. Yes, they're going to be doing this shit. So you take it from me, son. You fucking got to take these bitches' fucking rights away. If not, they're going to be doing shit like this and worse. Yes, friend. So either nut up or shut up. But let's continue.
And slave away to another job to pay off the debt. And the job, the management, and the people who run the company are most likely men.
Yes. No matter what, ladies, you're still going to get fucked by a man. Either you want to get fucked by one guy that actually truly cares about you, or a fucking dude that doesn't give a flying fuck about you. And then if you're done, you'd be lucky if you get a golden watch and says thank you for your service. Yeah, that's so much bullshit, but it is what it is. Enjoy!
And somehow that provides way more freedom than being in a loving Christ-centered relationship. Make that make sense.
Yes, friends, you want to be in a loving relationship with these women, to hold them and cherish them, and you want to be doing good with them. But no, these bitches, all they want to do is just fucking choke you and just fucking subjugate you. Yeah, you're just a piece of fucking money to them. They don't care. Yeah, they just want you to get them to the next fucking stop. It's so fucked up. But it is what it is. Yeah, and then what do you do when you finally do marry these fucking bitches? Yeah, you think you have the cow and you're gonna have the milk for free, but then they're fucking defiant as fuck. Yes, friends, no matter what you do, you're not gonna make a woman happy. The more you give and give and give, the more they take and take and take. It's like in the Bible, they say that dog fucking keeps on eating their own fucking vomit and shit. That's what women do. They start eating their own fucking filth. You gotta tell them no. But because you guys wanna fuck them and they're so fucking tasty and beautiful, you don't have the nuts to tell a fucking woman no. But it is what it is. Yeah, look at this fucking woman. This chick is getting married to this guy and she's so fucking defiant. Yeah, do you want to see what she fucking does? Well, this is the shit that women do, so enjoy!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Key.
Oh, I pronounced it to be man and wolf in dude's name. You see how the chick just suddenly turned around? Oh no, I'm not him. He's me. Yeah, she didn't like it that we used his name. Yeah, fucking bullshit. And now the chick's telling the dude, blah, 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 blah. Like, shut up, bitch. I didn't marry you. Fuck you. But whatever. Let's continue. Whoa, the nagginess on this fucking bitch is strong. Yeah, look at this guy. He just did the little fucking sigh, meaning that he just got cucked. And this bitch is not even his fucking wife and took his nuts already. What a fucking faggot. You see what happens when the future is female? You get bullshit like this. Enjoy!
Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina. Aloy.
Yeah, look at her fucking smug face. I think this guy fucked up by marrying this fucking bitch. Don't you think? Look at her. She wanted to hear her fucking name. What a fucking narcissistic ass bitch. But an all women fucking narcissist? Yes. And this bitch is ugly to boot. She looks like that one fucking chick from the, was it Last Among Us? That whatever Ramsey bitch? Yeah, Bella Ramsey. There you go. Look at her fucking face. She looks ugly. And this guy married this ugly bitch. But it is what it is. What are you gonna do? I don't know. Fucking divorce her. Get your fucking marriage annulled or whatever. Yes. Run! Run! But he won't because he's a fag. That's okay. Let's continue. Oh, no wonder. Look what the dude looks like. He looks like a little faggot. Yeah, what a weak-ass bitch. Look at his face. Weak. Weak! Yeah, I bet this fucking bitch has a fucking black boyfriend. And he's gonna be the one doing the deed in the fucking honeymoon stage. And the guy's gonna be in the cuck chair watching. Enjoy!
You did not tell me that!
I thought you knew!
You didn't tell me that!
dramatic scenes. What a weak ass
fucking faggot. He started complaining after the fact. Oh, you didn't tell me. What a fucking loser. That's what happens when you don't fucking nut up, man. You do fucking stupid shit like this. What a fucking loser. Don't be a fag like that guy. Just saying. But it is what it is. But we're talking about female stupidity, not about the fucking weakness of men. Yes, here's this one last clip of a fucking chick that's doing OnlyFans, and she has a parasocial relationship with two dudes that are her fucking whales. Yeah, let's watch that Down Syndrome. Enjoy!
So do you make money off of OF?
I was making like $3,200 a month.
Is it full-ons?
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't pay this bitch fucking that kind of money to watch her fucking strip and get fucked and all that shit. No, if I wasn't fucking her, I wouldn't fucking give her shit. Yeah, she'd be lucky if I give her some fucking McDonald's. Yeah, you're worth a Happy Meal, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
You can never take that back.
Do I look like I care about myself, Caleb? Look at me in the eyes and tell me if it looks like I care about myself.
Gee, you could say that shit about other women, if not all these other bitches, right? They don't give a fuck about what they do, they only care about their emotional state. Yeah, feelings! Fucking so stupid, and look at this bitch fucking laughing, thinking it's cute, because she's a whore too. Just saying, but let's continue.
So, I have two men that I sell to, and they're my primary source of income.
There's no way they don't have an incredibly parasocial relationship.
Oh, they do. One of them is in the military.
Yeah, thank you for your service, you dumb faggot. You're going out there fucking risking your life for fucking Jews and fucking whore women. And look what you're doing. God damn it, man. And you're gonna die with your fucking boner sticking out, you fucking weirdo. Stop being so stupid. But this is the shit that men do. God damn it. Throwing your money away to these fucking worthless ass whores. So fucking sad. And you're gonna die a virgin, aren't you? Well, that's your destiny, I guess. But let's continue.
So there's already something wrong with him. He's like...
Of course there's something wrong with that fucking dude. That's why you're fucking using him. Yeah, he's your fucking mark. You're fucking bleeding him dry. But you don't give a fuck because you're a fucking soulless fucking harpy. Fucking bitch. You see the shit that women do and you still want them? This is the shit you have to deal with, so enjoy!
I need a wife and I need a baby.
And does he think that's gonna be you?
Yes.
My god, that fucking soldier is fucking cooked. He's done. Yeah, you're at death's door. Yeah, and you think this fucking bitch is your fucking guardian angel? You think she's gonna one that's gonna take you to the promised land? You think she's gonna be the wife and mother? What the fuck? What the fuck? She's a fucking e-whore. She's a prostitute. You dumb fucking motherfucker. God damn it, man. And they sacrifice these stupid people. No, they just fucking fodder. God damn it, man. Oh, it's so fucking sad that guys do this fucking shit. It breaks my heart. But why, guy? Why? Don't do this. You deserve better than this shit. But you're dying for fucking Jews in this fucking used up vagina. For shame. For shame. But let's continue.
But it's not.
Why do you say that?
I'm not that kind of girl.
You're a filthy whore. A worthless fucking parasite. You fucking live off the blood of others, you fucking worm. You're disgusting. You go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Oh yeah, you deal with dildos and shit. Damn, whatever. Let's continue.
I'm just not that kind of girl.
And that is dangerous.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Let a girl be a girl.
What the fuck? Let a girl be a girl. Is that fucking... What the fuck? So you mean let a fucking bitch do whatever the hell she wants with no consequences? If she wants to take a shit on your fucking table, it's okay? She could punch you in the fucking face, rob your fucking wallet, and fucking stab your fucking... rip out your heart from your fucking chest? That's fucking acceptable? Really? Yeah? No. No, it's not. Look at the world. You let girls be girls and look how the world is, you dumb fucking twat. Yes, you gotta fucking grab your hand, you fucking cock it back, and then go, WAKA!
right in the fucking face. No, this bitch needs to get her ass fucking regulated. No, her dad should have fucking spanked the shit out of her. But no, that's what happens when you get rid of fucking men from the fucking family. You get whores like this. They run amok. No, women, your days are numbered. Your days of running around like fucking crazy ass fucking whores are over. Yes, you're gonna get fucking taken as rape slaves and fucking war brides. Yes, if you don't think the war is coming, it's already here. So enjoy.
What does that mean?
She's like a girl.
People do things all the time and we criticize them for behavior that might be bad.
Yeah.
Because she's a girl, we can't do that?
Yeah, we don't judge girls.
Right.
You women's fallen so far, far from grace. You used to be fucking beautiful and delicious. But what happened to you ladies? You started showing your true colors. You're fucking dirty ass fucking whores and insane. That's why you don't listen to women. That's why you take all their fucking rights away. Because they used to be fucking cool and beautiful. But then they turn themselves into these ugly, disgusting ass whores. Why? Why? Because your women are fucking stupid. You think that fucking people are gonna put up with this shit? You're a fucking stupid. No, sooner or later, fucking, you're gonna get your ass smacked and you're gonna pay for all the stupid shit that you do. Yes, you women are so fucking stupid. You're not gonna be fucking getting your way fucking forever. Yeah, people are gonna be taking away your rights. Sooner or later, if ain't fucking Western men, it's gonna be the fucking Habib Pajit niggers or whatever that you're fucking at the time. You will get your ass smacked. Okay? So you be strong, friends. Don't let these whores do whatever they want. Because you're the man. You have to lead. And it's gonna be funny when we do. So you be strong, friends. And be awesome. Remember, I'll be there with you. Fighting alongside you guys. So let's do this together. Goodbye.
Women of America have systematically dismantled this country over the last 200 years. Basically, every cultural ill right now that I can think of, we have the women to thank. Abortion is the obvious one. All of them are women. Like, the abortion doctors are women. All the staff in the clinics are women. The mothers are obviously women. This whole movement is driven by the women, and nobody seems terribly shocked. The whole country is numb. The filthy level of public discourse, the fact that popular music and movies and TV are so just rank and foul and just sort of public smut, that's the women. All of the taboos that have been broken were broken by the women first. You turn on your TV or your radio in the car and the filth that just pours out of it is not an accident. The women have been systematically working on tearing down cultural taboos for a long time.